When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a battle with the coffee machine going on. And look, I don't blame Gavin because I dealt with the same thing. It was like the trash bin needs to be unloaded in that thing. I thought that I had fixed it. Evidently, I think there's another bin somewhere inside that like multi-million-dollar coffee machine. That we
I have. Thought you were the fixer.
I saw Fred working on it. It looked like he had it going the right way.
And he might, I don't know what's going on, but that thing's been, I haven't been able to get my espresso in today, Brian, and I'm agitated.
I think Dawson would literally rather not do the show if he can't have coffee.
Yeah, it's a good thing that we're off at 5:30 today.
Yeah.
Because I'm starting to get a little tired.
You're starting to feel it on a Monday already?
I got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, that's because you were partying so hard at the FIFA Fan
FIFA
Fest.
FIFA Fan Fest got a little out of hand.
Gosh, you were there for all day.
Oh, it was so hot. Yes, and my buns.
Did they allow you to bring water in?
My buns were burning. I did. I was allowed to bring some water in there. Maybe I just went ahead and slipped it inside the pocket.
I was expecting to see
my water bottle
like you did at the Cotton Bowl a few years ago, where you're going to have your sunglasses tan on your face, just etched in with the sunburn.
So here's the amazing part of it: when you walk in, you know how like typically you'd have like a hand sanitizer station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they've got sunscreen station.
Oh, okay. So you just lathered that thing
so
up.
So he took all his clothes
like
off.
Like Charles Robinson.
Everyone was looking at me
Oxnard.
Like, dude, what are you doing, man? You need to go to the bathroom to apply it there. And I said, "What? Excuse me? I thought that this is what it was
Did they provide
for.
A mirror for you to use?
There was no mirror. So I might have been walking around just like Charles. And I just had
Charles had
splotches
a large,
all over the place.
And nobody told him, right?
He just had it caked on his face.
No. I think he was going for that look. That was the look he was going for. Right
Dawson's
there.
Got coffee. What'd you
oh,
do?
He's got right. coffee.
Well, I hope that he fixed it. I hope the machine's correct.
I think somebody fixed it for him. That's my guess.
And we got this thing good to go.
Open that thing up because it said remove the waste basket.
Yes.
Pulled the garbage can out.
Okay.
And then I had to use another coffee cup to like almost shovel that out and throw that away.
Ew.
Dumped out a little bit of the very disgusting wastewater.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it's working again.
All right. Thank God.
Put it back together.
There
boom.
Go. There, we,
there
go.
We are. So my bad being late. But.
All right. So the waste bin is actually... The trash bin that's inside of it. So we got to open it up. Okay.
Yeah. And then you got to flip up the little spigot there.
Flip the spigot.
Yeah.
And all
you're right. Good to go.
Without further ado, let's go.
There's no chance you fixing this thing.
Me?
Just what he said.
I think I could do it.
It just needed maintenance. You know?
It's all. It's just a little maintenance.
Wouldn't it feel like you were breaking it, though, if you had to open it? It feels like I'm about to break this damn thing, and I'm hearing it's like $15,000.
This spigot thing. Yeah. A lot going on.
I mean, it was a lot easier than I thought it would be. You know,
I'm glad you did it, though, bro.
Very intuitive. Yeah.
Okay, it's good to change a fuel pump in a car or something. Okay, the way you were dumping out the old gas, putting in new gas.
I was about to get you an Americano, then I looked at my clock, and I was like, oh, wait.
My guy.
That was clock with an L.
As soon as you said, just so everyone knows, as soon as you said spigot, I felt like I was lost. All right,
at you, you're like, oh, yeah, I know what's going on.
I can do this, Brian, okay?
I have some faith. I would not have done it right.
No, I probably would totally F that up. I'm glad you got that taken care of. I'll hit the espresso machine after this break, but let's go ahead and get our football. Ball fix right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we gonna use these for?
Intimidation.
I gotta get my fix, man.
right, this just in. This just in here on the news desk. You know, it's not a Newsbag Nation, Eric, but I did see this from Dove, which means that somebody else reported it, but Dove's just collecting it. I guess Terrion Arnold has been granted bond.
He has.
$1 million. And people are really praising his lawyer. I guess his lawyer's done an excellent job in this to even get him to where he is right now.
Didn't have to wear an ankle thing.
That's the guy who's about to get locked up for kidnapping the wrong people.
Lions Corner, former Alabama Crimson Tide.
Number one on a lot of boards.
In a lot. Yeah. I mean, I thought he was the best corner in that class. I'm glad
he's going to be catching passes from Paul Crewe here in a couple of months.
Yeah, he might be. As part of the conditions, Arnold cannot have any contact with co-defendants or witnesses. He must surrender his passport, and he must remain at home or work. He will not be required, though, to wear the ankle monitor, as you mentioned, Brian.
They didn't say that he had to not kill or kidnap any people?
No say? Kidnapping.
They didn't say, like, and he can't kidnap anyone?
No. I think that goes without saying. But maybe with him, you've got to specify.
I would just note that, you know?
Just community note it. Maybe X comes in
here. You sound
really
against this whole thing right now, don't you?
I just think it's one of the funniest stories ever.
It's crazy.
This guy tried to get payback on someone who stole from him, and he kidnapped the wrong people.
Bad scouting report?
Yeah, he got bad info. That's for darn sure.
Yeah. Got to be a little more buttoned up than that.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I'm just watching I think he just got a penalty in this Seahawks game.
No, he's got a bigger penalty to deal with right now.
Yeah, he was getting flagged for a lot on and off the field. Three penalties already in this game. This was a bad one for him. I remember watching this one live.
He's very grabby. I mean, you got to get with your lawyer and just try to plea it down as quickly as possible. You got to avoid life, you know, and then you got to try to get back before you turn, 29?
Mm.
Can we plea bargain it down to 5 years?
I'd like to.
What's possible here?
If he could plea bargain down to 5 years, it's a huge win. He should take that. But you're right. I think that's probably what his lawyer should end up having to do. So he looks very guilty.
Did you ever play the game of life? The around the board?
Yeah, you spin that thing.
Yeah. Did you ever have trouble getting the family in the car?
Little pegs in there?
Yeah, it just never worked. Mine were laying all over the car like they were in an ambulance or something like that. I mean, it never worked out well for me. I'm the guy, again, I told you this about the game of Monopoly. Just hand out all the cards and all the money and let's start playing.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's not make this like a cricket match, you know, where it's going on for days.
Don't do it like a cricket match.
Yeah. I had to tell the kids there's no way I'm ever playing Monopoly with you.
Yeah.
You know?
It takes way too long.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know if I've ever start doing like the side bets and side gambling to it, you know?
I've
side
never deals. Finished. Yeah, I don't think I've ever finished, like actually truly finished.
Does it end? How does Monopoly even end?
Somebody quits.
Yeah, you won,
you
man.
Do,
yeah.
You quit.
You got it. It's inevitable.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't actually end. Yeah, somebody's just got to say,
I've refinanced every property.
When the Red Cross stops dropping supplies to you, then you're
like, and then a person be like, I'll give you $100.
Yeah.
Stay in the game.
Oh, stay in the game.
I'm good. I'm out, man.
I'm out. I'm totally out.
J.C. Treader, NFLPA director, is saying an 18-game season is considered unlikely for the 2027 season. So we'll have to wait for maybe 2028 to get the 18-game season a rocking and a rolling. But we did get big news for those of you that used to love, and we do love Mike Golic Jr. on the show, but Mike Golic on Mike and Mike in the morning. Well, the Golics left ESPN. They've been with DraftKings, I believe. They've been bouncing around. But now they're reuniting. As they put out this tease, let's go to Gojo here, calling Pops.
Hello.
Hey, what are you up to?
What am I up to? Well, it's been kind of a long day here. I was getting ready to soak in the tub. Your mother, she got this great new bubble bath that really...
I'm going to stop you right there. I should have been way more specific, and that is not a visual that I or anyone else on this planet needs. What I meant to say was, what are you up to from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern for the next few years?
Well, that's pretty specific. Why? What's up?
Well, I was thinking, you know, the last 4 years have been fun. We've gone some great new places. We've met a bunch of awesome new friends. But what if we went back home? What if we tried going back to ESPN Radio?
Oh, wow. Back to where it all began. That would be just like going home. That sounds pretty cool. Who would I be doing the show with?
What part of we didn't you understand? Me. You'd be doing the show with me.
I got to think about that then. Nah, I'm just kidding. All right, we are back starting this fall, 10 to noon Eastern time, the Golics on ESPN Radio.
We are back. Oh, I think it's awesome. And we love Gojo. He's one of our favorite guests. And I loved it when we got to have Mike Golick on the show at the Super Bowl a few years back. Brought the donut for him and everything. He's just a sweetheart. Those are just two lovable dudes. I'm excited for their return.
10 to 2, huh?
10 to 2.
Is it 10 to 2? Or
10 to noon, I think.
10 to noon.
Jeez. Nice two-hour show.
Wow. 2 hours.
Just crushing it.
How do you get that all in, huh?
Probably. Get that Norm Hitchcock life.
10 to noon.
150, 200K.
Who knows what that contract
couple
is.
Don't see what that budget look like, though.
Yeah. At 10 to noon. That's not bad
hours.
What
that budget do, though?
Crushing it right there. All right, five-star wide receiver Eric McFarland.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Arland, he's committing to Texas A&M. A&M's got themselves another loaded wide receiver class right now. But also just in general, their 2027 cycle is looking really good. McFarland, five-star recruit. He's joining a class that already has 6 5-stars on it already. He's a small guy, though, from Florida IMG Academy, 5'8", 180. So he's fitting in line. With I feel like we're getting shorter and faster, but twitchier.
Malachi Toney kind of deal?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, have you guys seen have you guys been seeing these college quarterback pictures?
Of John Mateer?
Well, I've been watching like the Manning camp. Have you seen any of that?
I haven't seen it. Are they broadcasting it somewhere?
Well, they're having like clips and stuff from it. Guys throwing the ball around.
I'm just seeing different photos. Arch, Mateer.
Mateer looks Stockton. Like he has gotten yoked, and he's changed his throwing motion. The ball is flying out of his hand now.
The Alabama quarterbacks, like, I'm wondering, is this another one of these Ben Johnson Photoshop deals? Because these look like the most jacked quarterbacks ever.
Arch is a big guy.
Yeah, Mateer on Three just had a whole article up on him, so I know Mateer's is legit, and I saw some video of him throwing. He had to change his throwing motion because of the hand injury, but it looks like it's done him a benefit. I mean, Mateer,
I like Mateer, dude.
I might be buying into some what John Mateer's been doing this offseason. He is looking good. Maybe he's finally healthy and ready to run.
But the Manning camp was going on. You know, Bennett went down there for a couple years. Back in the day, it's a lot of fun to go down there. And you have some big-time quarterbacks down there throwing.
Okay, let's talk quarterback here. This is great. Let's go to Tom Brady, who was on the Stick to Football podcast. And who does Tom Brady think threw the best ball?
Aaron Rodgers, where would you put him? Is he in the mix? Yeah,
loved Aaron. I think there's no greater passer of the football than Aaron Rodgers. It would be like someone kicking the ball. I mean,
it was.
There's certain people like, you know, I love Roberto Carlos, the Brazilian, the way that he kicked that ball. Holy. Yeah. I mean, there's certain people you're you see everyone do it, and then you see one person throw the ball that much better. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was incredible. He's hard to put into words how incredible he passes the ball.
Yeah.
The ball, the way it comes out of his hand, the way that it spins and delivers with the pace. And with the accuracy, I think
it's like a bullet coming out of
his helmet. It's like a bullet.
Man, a lot of high praise there. And I mean, just as a watcher of sports and football, Rodgers was special. He is special the way he's able to throw it. I mean, we know
for sure. One last year like 72 yards
crazy.
Or something.
Yeah. I mean, the Hail Marys that he's pulled off, more successful than any other quarterback. Now, Michael Irvin would say Troy had the best balls. But in your opinion, What quarterback do you think throws or has thrown the best football?
You'd probably have Marino up there, wouldn't you, Broadus?
Dan?
Yeah.
Brett?
the way he could spin it.
The way, he was incredible, and it was all really a compact throwing motion right around the ear. But the deep ball stuff with him and Clayton Duper, that kind of stuff, he was pretty special throwing that ball.
Okay, I just sent you guys, by the way. I think Aaron Rodgers would be the one.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
In terms of like,
I can't stand Aaron Rodgers.
Over the last 20-something years.
Yeah, Rodgers is there.
Just purely throwing the ball, it's ridiculous. And being on the move, going to his left.
The throwing motion.
It's like a flick of the wrist. Yeah, yeah.
The different platforms, angles in which he can throw from. Absolutely.
I think Joe Burrow is pretty darn good throwing a football, too.
Yeah.
I mean, accuracy, no question.
Yeah.
Crazy thing about Rodgers is I think, you know, he would have been heading towards that realization maybe at 42, 43, I'm done for. I think it really happened when the Achilles tore, and the last couple of years have just been atrocious for him.
Yeah.
It's crazy how he built up such a reputation for being that guy that two organizations now have just failed to see it and continue to employ him.
Mm.
Yeah, how bad he is, like... Okay, so Warren Sharp's NFL preview is out.
Yeah.
And he's got a huge section on every team. It's the best $30 I spend every year learning about the NFL. But he compared the stats of Rodgers last year to what Russell Wilson and Justin Fields did in the previous year. And in most of the statistical categories that you measure quarterback from these days, he's not number one, you know? It's either Fields or Wilson who had more success in 2024 Yikes. Than he did throwing the ball.
I know the ones that, when it came to accuracy back when I was, in the 90s, it was Aikman.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that, the slants, the screens, the touch, the downfield balls, where he put it, the placement, he just seemed so much better. Even when guys were covered, he put the ball where it needed to be.
Mm.
If you ask me that, like I say, I admire what Rodgers has done, no question. Different platforms and stuff, but Aikman's one of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, this picture that you sent us, Eric, of the Alabama quarterbacks, I cannot believe is real. With Austin Mack and Keelan Russell.
Yeah.
That looks like that's got to be Photoshop.
Yeah, and Keelan Russell from Duncanville, just super high prospect. But I'm looking at these guys wondering.
That doesn't look natural.
Yeah, bro, you got to have like Decca in your system to get that.
Yeah, there's no way.
No way, right?
Yeah, okay. It's crazy.
Yeah, okay. I think that's got to be Photoshop. The Mateer stuff, like on three, that's a reputable source.
And even Arch's arms look huge.
Like that.
Them thighs.
I know the thighs. Okay,
the
good.
The thighs really did it to me.
I'm glad we didn't really run with this. Nah. We brought it up and
nah,
we were.
That's not going to work.
We knew that this was not real, but those guys look unbelievable.
They look jacked.
It does look like Arnold has been released.
Okay, so he's got the $1 million. So he can go ahead and pay for it. So there it is. Boom.
No. I'm sorry. Release from the Lions.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the Lions just released him. I thought you just meant from jail.
Yeah, I should have clarified that. The Lions have released Terrion Arnold,
move,
according
right?
to Adam Schefter.
Yeah, there you go. Get on out of here.
I don't think I'd approve bond if I'm judge on the legal thing. It's just like, man, this guy has some crazy ideas.
100%.
I wouldn't put it past him to try to pull off some like Leonardo DiCaprio, Can You Catch Me Now movie
sure.
plots.
That's why he's got to turn over his passport and all this stuff.
Really?
Last thing I wanted to get to from Brady. This is actually Josh Gordon, and he's on with Neon, who is a kick streamer. Now, he's also the one that had that beef with Nate Diaz, and Nate Diaz's people were chasing him, trying to beat his ass down, and Neon...
Sounds like a nightmare, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So, Josh Gordon's doing...
Beat his ass down.
Puka was one of the guys that streamed with him, got in trouble there. All right, so here's Josh Gordon talking about Tom Brady when he spent a year in an offseason with the New England Patriots.
He made us live with him, bro. Like, it wasn't so much that he told us the story, but he made us, like, live with him in the off season, like, train right there. His wife making us food and everything like that. Like, it'd be me, Edelman, and Gronk, or just him, and depending on who the off season was. And we would just do the most crazy routine of, like, stand in one spot, and then you just, like, at least 50 times, you just catching one specific pass, and it's a gun radar that is Alex Guerrero is his coach. Mm-hmm. Is just holding the gun like a speedometer for baseball or whatever. So just clocking if it stays at 62 miles per hour from a football. Meanwhile, your hands just taking a beating like boom, boom, boom. I'm like, what the f***? And he doesn't even down, but but nah, bro, that's about the craziest shit. He trains like he's obsessive, bro. So
that's important.
That's
though.
The craziest
I tell him
how hard people prepare. Mm. yeah, be like, you're not really ready to go all in.
It's different, man. That's how you become the best. The greatest of all time. He's having his wide receivers living with him in the offseason. Wifey's cooking. They're going out there practicing every day. Tom Brady. Just a different type of dude.
That's why she loved, too. She's cooking for the friends. Yeah. I'm Tom Brady, man. Get somebody in here real quick. Cater this event.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
DoorDash this thing.
I just got back from Taekwondo practice. Now I got to cook for these fools.
That's right. We got to run. Time for the C-note. I'll give you the Warren Sharp takeaways on the Cowboys from his NFL preview and more headlines from America's team coming up next year to the G-Bag Nation and the fan.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.